Akashvani presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Anuja Kumar. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of multiple development projects worth over 60,000 crore rupees from Odisha's Jharsuguda. Prime Minister to commission over 97,500 mobile 4G towers built with indigenous technology. Union Minister Hardeep Singh Puri announces discovery of natural gas in Andaman Sea, says the findings open up an ocean of energy opportunities for the country. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar calls upon BRICS to reinforce message of peace building and diplomacy in turbulent world. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu slams Western countries at UNGA for recognizing Palestinian statehood. In Asia Cup cricket, India beat Sri Lanka in a dramatic super over in Dubai to reach the final unbeaten. And 12th World Para Athletics Championship to begin in New Delhi today. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a day-long visit to Odisha today. During his visit, the Prime Minister will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of multiple development projects worth over 60,000 crore rupees from Jharsuguda. These projects span across various sectors, including telecommunications, railways, higher education, healthcare, skill development, rural housing sectors, among others. Mr. Modi will also address a public gathering on the occasion. In the field of telecom connectivity, Mr. Modi will commission more than 97,500 mobile 4G towers built at a cost of around 37,000 crore rupees with Swadeshi technology. Our correspondent has filed this report.
During the visit to the Western Odisha industrial town, Mr. Modi will lay the foundation stone and launch three railway projects worth over 1,700 crore rupees to enhance railway infrastructure and connectivity across the state. Prime Minister will lay the foundation stone for the rail flyover between Sambalpur city and Salla at a cost of 273 crore rupees. He will also announce the expansion of 8 IIT grand super speciality status to Brahmapur, MKCG Medical College and Hospital in Brahmapur, as well as to Bhimsar Hospital in Vulla, Sambalpur. In addition, Mr. Modi will distribute sanction to 50,000 beneficiaries under the Antyodaya Griha Yojana. Jharsuguda visit will be the Prime Minister's sixth visit to Odisha in 15 months since the BJP came to power in the state in June 2024. Alok Chandra Vari, Akashvani News, Jharsuguda.
In a significant development, Union Petroleum Minister Hardeep Singh Puri has announced that natural gas has been discovered in the Andaman Basin, confirming the long-held belief that the Andaman Sea is rich in natural gas. In a social media post last night, the minister said an ocean of energy opportunities has opened up in the Andaman Sea. Expressing happiness, Mr. Puri informed about the occurrence of natural gas in the Sri Vijayapuram 2 well at a distance of 9.20 nautical miles from the shoreline of the east coast of the Andaman Islands at a water depth of 295 meters and a target depth of 2,650 meters. The GST Bachat Utsav, announced by Prime Minister Narendra Modi, which commenced on the 22nd of this month, is benefiting all sections of society. The next generation GST reforms represent a significant step towards simplifying India's indirect tax system. These reforms are providing substantial relief to citizens by reducing the tax rates on various goods and services. We have a report.
Under the new GST reforms, the government has announced significant tax cuts aimed at making tourism and public transport more affordable while also driving investments and job creation across key sectors. The GST on hotel rooms priced below 7,500 per night has been reduced from 12% to 5%. It is a move set to benefit middle class and budget travelers, boost domestic tourism and enhance India's appeal to international visitors. Talking to Akashvani News, Vaishnavi, a student has hailed the government's decision of reduction in GST rate and expressed her gratitude.
My name is Vaishnavi Mishra and I'm from Banaras. I have studied journalism. Journalism is a field where you have to travel frequently. Along with that, my flights and hotel expenses have increased a lot. But since GST has been introduced, flight expenses and hotel expenses have been reduced a lot. This has given me a lot of relief and peace of mind in my budget.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi on the 21st of this month has also urged the citizens to buy Swadeshi products, supporting domestic industries, small manufacturers, local artisans and MSMEs. With Shivang Mishra, Ishani Yadav, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Guided by the mantra of Seva and Sushasan, that is public service and good governance, the government under Prime Minister Narendra Modi has been working tirelessly to bring transformation and progress. Akashvani News brings for our listeners a special series, Seva Parv. In today's episode, we take a look at how the Narendra Modi government has revived India's cultural pride by bringing back stolen idols and antiquities from across the world.
Under Prime Minister Narendra Modi, India's cultural journey has been vibrant, rooted in tradition and open to the world. From repatriating stolen idols and sacred relics from abroad to restoring antiquities that had long been lost, this has been a story of cultural revival, of bringing back what was once lost.
Aaj ka Bharat apne itihas par garv karta hai. Beete ek dashak mein humne देश की धरोहरों के संरक्षण पर मिशन मोड में काम किया है. देश की एंशियंट स्टैचूज और आर्टिफैक्ट्स जिन्हें चुराकर विदेशों में बेच दिया गया था उन्हें वापस लाया गया है.
642 stolen antiquities have been traced since 2014 and are at various stages of being brought back, compared to just 13 before 2013. Many of these artifacts, once smuggled abroad, are now being reclaimed through diplomatic channels, legal action and cultural cooperation. One of the most celebrated returns this year was the Piparava relics of Lord Buddha, dating back to the 3rd century BCE. Prime Minister Modi called the event a joyous day for Indian heritage. Other antiquities which have been retrieved include stone sculpture of Brahma and Brahmani from the UK, stone image of Durga from the USA, sandstone image of Nataraj in dancing posture from the USA, seated Buddha from Australia, Harak Lady from Canada, metal image of Bahubali from the USA. Some such objects were also returned to Prime Minister Modi during his visits abroad. In every idol retrieved, in every monument revived, lies the heartbeat of a nation reconnecting with its roots. As Prime Minister Modi said, heritage is not just history. It is a shared consciousness of humanity.
Heritage keval history nahi, balki humanity ki ek saji chetana hai.
This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said that the BRICS has stood firm as a strong voice of reason and constructive change at a time when multilateralism is under stress. He stated this while hosting a meeting of the BRICS foreign ministers in New York on the sidelines of the 80th session of the UN General Assembly. The minister said that in a turbulent world, BRICS must reinforce the message of peace building, dialogue, diplomacy, and adherence to international law. He said that the grouping must amplify its collective call for a comprehensive reform of the principal organs of the United Nations, especially the United Nations Security Council. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has ruled out a two-state solution that would create an independent Palestinian state, calling it suicidal for his country. During his speech at the United Nations General Assembly in New York last night, Mr. Netanyahu called the Western nations, including France, Canada and Britain, naive for recognizing the Palestine state. He warned that Israel will finish the job of eliminating Palestinian armed group Hamas in Gaza unless it laid down arms and released the remaining hostages taken during terrorist attack on Israel in 2023. Earlier, scores of delegates walked out in protest ahead of Israel's Prime Minister's speech at the UN General Assembly. As he was escorted to the podium, several countries walked out of the assembly hall, while others who stayed on cheered him. After 6 decades of service as a legendary fighter aircraft of the Indian Air Force, the MiG-21 was given a final farewell yesterday. The farewell ceremony, held at Chandigarh Air Base, was attended by Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, Chief of Defence Staff General Anil Chauhan, Air Force Chief Air Marshal AP Singh and other dignitaries. The MiG-21's operations were bid farewell with a ceremonial flypast. On this occasion, Mr. Singh said that there have been many occasions when the MiG-21 has proven its decisive capability. The National Investigation Agency, NIA, has attached the immovable properties of a Hizbul Mujahideen terror operative involved in the supply of arms and ammunition to active militants of the banned outfit for promoting terrorist activities in the Kashmir Valley. On the orders of the NIA Special Court in Jammu, the agency has attached the immovable properties of Tariq Ahmed Mir, a charge-sheeted accused who was arrested in April this year. On to sports. The 12th World Para-Athletics Championship 2025 will begin at the Jawaharlal Nehru Stadium in New Delhi today. The 9-day championship will feature a total of 186 medal events. These include 101 for men, 84 for women, and one mixed event covering sprint finishes to endurance races. Our correspondent reports that the championship will culminate on the 5th of next month.
More than 1,000 athletes from over 100 nations will participate in the 12th World Para-Athletics Championship 2025. This is not only India's debut as a host, but also one of the largest para-sports gatherings ever held in the country. This year, a total of 70 athletes are representing India at the championship. Athletes including Sumit Antil, Navdeep Singh, Preeti Pal, Praveen Kumar and Dharamveer will compete in a wide range of events such as sprints, relays, long-distance races, jumps, throws and various other athletic disciplines to ensure that every competitor has the platform to excel. The stadium has been upgraded with a new Mondo track and athlete-friendly facilities. Ishani Yadav, Akashvani News, Delhi.
In Asia Cup cricket, India defeated Sri Lanka in the last clash of the Super 4 stage in Dubai after a dramatic and intense Super Over to reach the final of the tournament unbeaten. With the win, men in blue have extended their winning streak to 6 matches. In the Super Over, left-arm pacer Arshdeep Singh took 2 wickets, restricting Sri Lanka to 2 runs. India, needing 3 to win the game, pulled off a win on the first ball itself. Earlier put into bat, India posted a total of 202 runs for the loss of 5 wickets in stipulated 20 overs. In reply, Pathum Nisanka scored a magnificent century, helping Sri Lanka tie India's total of 202 runs in 20 overs. Pathum Nisanka was declared the player of the match. India will face Pakistan in the summit clash in Dubai tomorrow. The match will begin at 8 p.m. Indian Standard Time. Odisha Chief Minister Mohan Charan Majhi has directed the collectors of 17 districts to take proactive measures to prevent possible flooding where heavy rainfall is likely to take place today. The India Meteorological Department has forecast extremely heavy rainfall in Koraput, Malkangiri and Kalahandi districts today. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Renu Kataria.
Thank you, Anuja. A top front page headline in Hindustan Times writes, Trump slaps 100% pharma tariff, India's paired for now as generics paired. To evade Indian surveillance and possible strikes, Lashkar-e-Taiba, like other UN-designated terrorist organizations, shifting training base near Afghan border, writes the Asian Age. With its order banning crackers in Delhi NCR openly breached during Diwali last year, the Times of India quotes the Supreme Court asking the center to make mechanism to ensure sale of green crackers. And finally, a Business Standard headline says, final face-off, India-Pak clash on Sunday sends ad rates soaring. And with that, it's back to you, Anuja.
Thank you, Renu. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of multiple development projects worth over 60,000 crore rupees from Odisha's Jharsuguda. Prime Minister to commission over 97,500 mobile 4G towers built with indigenous technology. Union Minister Hardeep Singh Puri announces discovery of natural gas in Andaman Sea, says the findings open up an ocean of energy opportunities for the country. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar calls upon BRICS to reinforce message of peace building and diplomacy in turbulent world. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu slams Western countries at UNGA for recognizing Palestinian statehood. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.